About 15. So 15 times 5. Now, you said, man, if I had that kind of money, man, I wish I had one of. Well, I got an email this morning. I got up early, putting the morning sermon up. Got to the email. And somebody said, Pastor John, I went to the Chicago Sunday Times, I think it was. Which one was? No, the Chicago Times reported this weekend, Dwayne Wade, Miami Heat guard, buys his mother a church, and she is the co-pastor. Wait a minute. What did he do? Because see, when you get all this, you got your mind filled. Well, I can do anything I want to do. God ain't never called a woman to preach. Ain't never called her to be in that position. But see, he got all that money now. He can buy his mammy whatever she, I'm going to buy her a building to which she's the co-pastor. And we know in time she going to run that dude out of there because since she going to bring Dwayne and have all the women come around here. And then the man told me, Pastor John, I got to share something else. While at the same time, you know, Dwayne has divorced his wife. Divorced his wife and is now hanging out with Star Jones, which is 20 years his senior. See, my friends, when you got all this money, you can do anything you want to do because you're living in this humanistic world and you can frame your own reference any kind of way you want. And everybody's going to want to see Dwayne and ain't nobody going to say nothing's wrong with him. I wonder who's the Christian that's going to tell him your mama is on her way to hell. And you have bought into it by buying her the church, which affirms that you reject the scriptures and reject God. And don't we love to see him play ball? Ain't he the one that got his 5 faves on the commercial? Who you calling, Charles? Hey, yeah. Nice suit you got on. I'm busy now. Busy doing what? But you see, and I bring this in my sermons because I'm trying to show you Christians something. You can get attached to this world. Dwayne and his mama is on their way to hell. But you don't like that because he's such a nice young man. He's such a wonderful athlete. Does he know Jesus? And all of that. Well, it's not about that, John. Yes, it is if you're a Christian. Well, you like basketball. What about your favorite? He probably on his way to hell, too. I just like to see him jump and make the hoop. I say, Bob, high five me. But he on his way to hell. See, don't get it twisted. But if I say this and you, wait a minute, not y'all here, you out there, you angry at me because I said that about Dwayne and his mama. Why are you angry with me? Keep listening to this sermon and we're going to see why you angry with me. And then you will find out that you can go to hell. Like maybe some of these can go to hell. I ain't going with you. Now let's keep looking at this. Don't think that you would not fall into this category because these practices outright are sin and they lead to hell. There's no way that his mother can be a justified co-pastor of a Christian church. And if he knew better, he would not have bought her the church. He would have said, I'm not going to buy you that church because I know what you're going to try to do, mama, and you out of line. You remember Kanye's mama. What was she trying to do? She was trying to change the way she looked, wasn't she? She didn't like the way God made her. I don't like this. I'm going to get a massive do-over. Why? Because you're looking at TV, and you think that everything is a massive do-over. And she goes to a dude, and he does her all right. And then she dies in the midst of, you know, I wonder how it was. You're on the table, and you're thinking you're going to be a beautiful princess, and you wake up in hell screaming. What happened? Oh, baby, you died on the table. I'm telling you, people, be careful. Be careful. Point number 2, the end result of all humanity, regardless of your present situation, verse 22 and verse 23. I'm telling you, once you read the Bible, you will get this mess out of your head. Once you read the Bible, all the fantasy that's out there will disappear. And the preacher knows it first. This stuff will humble you. It would stop you in your tracks and make you pray every day, Lord, please help me repent of my sin. Jesus, I don't want to go there. And I'm telling you, if you don't feel what I'm feeling, you're on the way. Look at this. Let's look at verse 22 and 23. Now it came about that the poor man died, and he was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man died also and was buried. And in Hades, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Well, that's, yeah, being in torment. And he saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom. Like it or not, none of us are going to live forever. That's what I get out of this verse. Oh, you think you're going to live forever? You go ahead. Live the way you want to live. Believe what you want to believe. I tell the humanists out there, don't listen to Pastor John. Bind him, curse him. What they tell me, they say, man, we're going to rebuke Pastor John. Those of you that watch YouTube, rebuke me. Keep rebuking me. Rebuke me all you want. One day you're going to die and you're going to hell, but I ain't going with you. Rebuke me all you want. Some of you are going to fall on. Man, I know a man in Maryland. He told me, he wrote me. He said, I hated your guts. I don't like the way you preach. I don't like what you say. Till he got in his prayer closet and God rolled him off his bed and said, that man is ready to die for me. Are you? And the man got scared. Then he said, I listen to everything you say. So rebuke me if you want to. Don't fall into the lying idealism that after death, all is forgotten. Because in verses 22 and 23, all is not forgotten. When you die, all comes to the surface. God is going to bring every thought, everything that you said and did before him. If I treated anybody bad and I didn't tell them that I'm sorry for it, God's going to bring it to surface. If I lied about something, God is going to bring it to surface. And that mess will send me to hell. We like to fool ourselves thinking that God is some kind of, in some kind of form of fashion, is just going to wipe the slate clean. Especially African-American folk. Well, in the end, God is going to wipe the slate clean and he going to forgive me because I gave $100. Mm-hmm. You gave that money because you tried to buy your way into heaven. That's all that is. Don't fool yourself. This place, hell, is a place occupied immediately after death. We see that in the text. It's occupied immediately after death and before the judgment. So before you stand before God in judgment, you going to hell. That's why Jesus gave this. And so don't think, well, you know, my mama died when I was 12 years old. Where's my mama right now? If she didn't know Christ, she's in a waiting place of torment, the intermediate state. I teach it in basics. She's screaming right now. And then when the judgment come, God's going to let her know why she's been screaming. Just like he's going to let me know why I'm screaming. Hey, you can go to hell, but I ain't going. This scares the hell out of me. I hope it does the same to you. In the Jewish apocryphal literature describes Hades as having two parts. And we see that in this verse here. One is Abraham's bosom, which is the determinization of Lazarus. Lazarus is with Abraham, which is the figure of God. Now, it doesn't mean that if you're poor and ain't got a lot that you're automatically going to heaven. It does not incur that at all. So don't think that all black people and all poor people are going to hell and all white people and all rich people are going, or vice versa, are going to heaven and all white people and rich people are going to hell. You got that wrong. That's where your Islamism and Farrakhanism becomes a little displaced here. You know, they did this to us. So God is going to not fool you going to hell because you hateful person. We all human beings. And the people that you're dealing with didn't whip your behind. You know, you walking around here holding up a slavery sign. What's your problem? Straighten up and fly right. Oh, my friends, he was carried by their angels into heaven. This is also seen as a place of bliss and reward for Lazarus. It's because of the way Lazarus lived. We're not going to get any bliss and reward if you walk around in guilt and shame and you sneaky peeping around here. It is referred to as paradise by Jesus when he said it to the thief on the cross. He said, today you shall be with me in paradise. That's where I'm going. I'm not going to hell with no demons. And that's why, my goodness, if you're listening to demons, and most of these preachers are pimping demons in human form. But to be in Abraham's bosom was to be in a place of honor and fellowship. Now, the second compartment is described as a place of torment for the wicked dead. And that's all this particular commentator says about it. I'm not going to be tormented because I'm not wicked. You know whether you wicked. Those of you that are looking by video here, you know whether you wicked. Do you love me? Do you love what I'm telling you? Do you love the way I'm telling you? What you want God's man to do? Lie to you? Give you chump change theology? Tell you that everything, Laverne's going to be all right. Well, you know, I got friends in this room right now, and I love all my friends. But if my friends are doing something wrong, I say, you know what, boy? You better straighten your mess out lest you bust tail wide open. And don't think that your affinity with me is going to send you to heaven, because I'll be right there ushering your behind right into hell and do your funeral and say, you see the way that fool died?
Amen.
You all see the way he died? What he was doing when he got caught in that and died?
Yeah.
We ain't going to talk about no heaven here, because none of God's children would do that. And that wasn't no slip of the mind. That was a will to determine. And that's what humanism teaches. You live like that, you die like that, a will to determine. That's like me going out one night and I say, you know what, I'm tired of being lonely. I got to get me somebody to be with. And I'm going to be with somebody. I don't care. I don't give a rock, rock what anybody says. And I get on out there and I get out there and I die in that state. And it's all in the newspaper and my picture's out there. You ain't got no business asking where I am. You ain't got no business at my funeral lying, talking about, well, he made a mistake. He just slipping into darkness. No, I didn't slip. I walked in wide open, did it, wanted it. There it is. I was a pimp. Simple as that. And I expect to hear you say it. And if you can't say it, you've been bamboozled by my whatever you want to call it. You can go to hell, but I'm not going with you. Oh, my friend, let's move on down to point three as we look at verse 23. It appears that in the human final destination, we shall have a certain consciousness. See, because a lot of people don't believe that you're going to be conscious in hell. I'm here to tell you, you're going to be very conscious of everything that you said and did. Every pimp that ever pimped anybody, every bishop that took a dime that wasn't his, every person that he slept with, every lie that he ever told, every scandalous move that he made in the Bible. Man, you know what? That's why hell is so long. Verse 23. And in Hades, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and he saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom. This is a beautiful part of Scripture. Friends, and let me tell you why it's so beautiful. The fool is dead. All of his sumptuous living is over, Alphonse. He's dead now, but he's very conscious of where he is. And he opens up his eyes and says, wait a minute, man, things, ow, ow. See, because the pain began, you know, when he, ow, ow, ow. No, wait a minute. Let's look at this. Jesus points out that there is a difference in final locations for all humans. There's a difference. And I want the church to know this, because they don't preach to you like this anymore. Some fools got you thinking that all of you are going to a place of bliss. Three quarters of you looking at me not even saved, because you hate my guts. And I'm not concerned about you, because if you were truly saved, you'd be having goosebumps and feeling good about this message. But you ain't feeling good about it because you hate this kind of message, because you think he gonna let you in by the skin of your dirty chinny chin chin. You can go to hell with your chinchillas on your back. Now, wait a minute, preacher. Give me some proof. Go to Matthew 25:46. Go there with me. Matthew 25:46. We gotta let our Savior talk with us. Because see, we tripping. There's a hell to avoid. Matthew 25:46 and says, and these will go away, Jesus says, into eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. See, there's two different locations here. Everybody ain't going to heaven. Eternal punishment for the lies and mess you've done, you will be paid back. Well, Pastor John, can I take a drink of wine? You can take two or three or four or five or six glasses. You better not become a drunk and do something you ain't got no business doing. It's not about how many, it's what you are. What are you getting carried with? Well, can I look at a beautiful woman? Yes! Look at her. She's fine, ain't she? Tell her she's fine. I bet you better not go over there and grope her. Oh, yeah. See, let's stop playing these games here. Well, can I do this? Can I do that? You trying to play it safe. Fool, you on your way to hell. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I believe Matthew 25:41 tells me something else. It tells me something else, that there's going to be fire in hell. These are the words of Jesus. It says, then.